Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Currently we're doing the virtues of performing Fajr Salah and Asr Salah. We explained that why specifically, over and above Salah in general, why specifically these two Salahs are mentioned. One is because at the time of Fajr people are preoccupied with their sleep. And despite them being preoccupied with their sleep, they still make it a point of coming and performing their Fajr Salah. So this special virtue for performing Fajr Salah. And Asr Salah, generally people are preoccupied with their business. It's closing up time, it's cashing up time. And you'll find that very often customers, the last few customers are all coming in at that time. But despite him being busy and preoccupied with business, a person leaves everything and he goes for Salah. So therefore there's great merit and great virtue for performing the Asr Salah. So today's hadith continuing with this chapter. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتعاقبون فيكم ملائكة بالليل وملائكة بالنهار ويجتمعون في صلاة الصبح وصلاة العصر ثم يعرج الذين باتوا فيكم فيسألهم الله وهو أعلم بهم كيف تركتم عبادي فيقولون تركناهم وهم يصلون وأتيناهم وهم يصلون متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the angels of the night and those of the day take turns in coming to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the angels of the night and those of the day take turns coming to you. They gather for the Fajr Salah and the Asr Salah. The angels who were with you during the night then ascend and Allah ta'ala asks them, despite knowing better regarding them, how were my servants when you found them? How were my servants when you left them? In other words, when the malaika left, we'll explain just this now, Allah Ta'ala is asking, how did you find my servants? The angels reply, when we left them, they were performing salah, and when we came to them, they were performing salah. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that the angels that stay with a person, they start their shift at the time of Fajr Salah. And their shift ends at the time of Asr Salah. So you got one group of Malaika. Their duty, their shift starts at the time of Fajr. And their duty ends at the time of Asr. And then you got another Jamaat of Malaika that joins a person and stays with a person for the evening. That Jamaat of Malaika, they start at Asr. They spend the night and their duty finishes off at Fajr. So you got these two jamaats with these two shifts. So they come down and they spend time with the Muslimin, the people. So this is what this hadith is referring to. So you'll find that at the time of Fajr and at the time of Asr, there are two jamaats at the present. One is the jamaat that is about to leave, Malaika, and one is the jamaat that has come on duty. Like how you get security shifts for security guard, until that one security guard doesn't come, the next one doesn't leave. So Malaika like that, so at the time of Fajr and at the time of Asr, there's extra special favor upon us that you got two Jamaats of Malaika that are present. For Zuhur Salat, for Maghrib Salat, Isha Salat, there's only one Jamaat that is present. But for Fajr Salah, there are two Jamaats, and Asr Salah, two Jamaats. So anyway, the hadith explains that the angels of the night and those of the day take turns in coming to you. They gather for the Fajr Salah and the Asr Salah. The angels who are with you during the night then ascend. And Allah Ta'ala asked them, despite knowing better, how were my servants when you left them? كَيْفَ تَرَكْتُمْ عِبَادِي? How did you find my servants when you left them? Ulama explained that why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking the malaika this question? Allah knows. He knows exactly the condition of every person. But why is he asking the malaika? Ulama explained the first reason he's asking the malaika is because when Allah Ta'ala had created man, they had taken objection. أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءُ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Oh Allah Ta'ala, you're creating such a creation who is going to spill blood on earth. And we praise you, we glorify you, we speak about your paki, etc. We speak about your greatness, we glorify you continuously. We are that type of a creation, but yet you're creating a creation that will spill blood. So Allah Ta'ala, in other words, to remind the malaika, that how did you find these people? In other words, they were occupied in my ibadat. So that is one question, one reason why Allah Ta'ala asked them this question. The other is to show and to express the greatness of the action that these people were in at the time when the Malaika left and when the Malaika came. So what reply do the Malaika give? They tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we left them, they were performing salah, and we came to them, they were performing salah. Allah ta'ala made the shift start at this time and finish at this time, so that you can be extra special favor upon this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Malaika also can give their witness in front of Allah ta'ala. We left them performing salah, and when we came to them, they were performing salah. This is the honor of the Muslims in the sight of Allah ta'ala through this hadith. Therefore, we should be cautious regarding our actions. All our actions are recorded by the Malaika. We shouldn't think that we are free. There's nobody recording our actions. Malaika are there with us all the time. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. How fortunate we are when we come to the masjid for perform salah, and we are in the company of the Malaika. So therefore, we should be careful that one is when we are in the masjid that we are in the company of the Malaika. Now, when we're going back also, we mustn't cause it. We mustn't slip. We mustn't make any mistake to lose the blessings that we are taking with us. And Allah Pak is giving us this opportunity to be in such good company. At the same time, we shouldn't mess it up and spoil it and chase the Malaika away from us, the Malaika of Rahmah, by us doing wrong things. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.